Time for us to talk a little Maine Black Bear hockey. Our Black Bear reports are brought to you by ClearPoint Capital. Give Mike Toole a call at 307-7718. We're joined, as always, by the voice of the Black Bears, John Shields. Good afternoon, John.
Good afternoon, Rich.
How's
that with you? Ready for some Maine hockey here tomorrow.
Yeah, absolutely. How's your Friday going?
Pretty good. Pretty good Friday. Usually getting ready for a hockey game at this point, but not the case. Just looking forward to tomorrow at 2. That's about it.
Yeah, I mean, this is like a weekend off for you, just doing one game.
Yeah, an afternoon game at that. I'll be home in my PJs before 8 o'clock on a Saturday night. Can't beat that.
No, that's pretty good indeed. Yeah, 2:05 start for the Black Bears and Canisius tomorrow, and suddenly Black Bear hockey riding a little bit of a winning streak after last weekend's sweep of Vermont.
Yeah, 3 wins in a row for Maine and a nice weekend at Vermont. And an interesting game one in that series, Rich. Maine came out, and really the ice felt like it was tilted in the Vermont zone. The Black Bears just, they won the faceoff battle. They won puck possession after the faceoff. They won offensive zone time. They had more shots on net, but they couldn't score in that first period. And then the Catamounts got a power play late in the first, and they scored with 8 seconds to go. So Maine went into the locker room after really dominating the first period, down 1-0. So you kind of have to ask yourself, all right, how are they going to respond? Is this going to take the wind out of their sails? Are they going to come out flat? Are they going to come out and push back? And this Ben Barr hockey team has shown that they can push back. They don't give up. They don't give in. They came back out and played with the same intensity, and were able to tie the game in the second and then take the lead and never look back after that. So that was Friday night, and Saturday night, a different kind of story. They led, got the first goal, and led the whole way through. Donovan Hoole, a great weekend, a goal each night. He was the Co-Hockey's Player of the Week. So he's on a hot streak too, number 11 for Maine. Donovan Hoole got the, at this point now, he's got 5 goals, 8 points on the season. So Victor Ostman allowed just 1 goal each night. I mentioned that power play goal on Friday. It was actually a nice play by Vermont. They had the puck behind the net, and they were passed out in front and scored. And then Saturday, the only goal that went in Saturday was a fluky goal. The Catamount player sent it in from just outside the blue line, and it bounced in and took a weird bounce on Victor and went past him. So not really the cleanest goal in the history of hockey, but 2 goals against in the weekend at Vermont is a pretty darn good for Victor. He's been playing well too in net for Maine. So a nice trip to Burlington. It was the first time the Black Bears have swept a road Hockey East series since January of 2020 when they did it at Boston College. So it had been a while since Maine had a weekend sweep on the road in league play. So definitely a good trip to Vermont.
No question about that. So what does Canisius bring to the Alphon this weekend? What's their strength?
Well, they bring 5 wins, 10 losses, and 2 ties. So a team, similar, not too far off of Maine on the wins and losses. And they average about the same goals a game, but they allow more goals a game. They allow about 3.5, and each team scores about 2.5, but Maine a little better on the goals against. They have a team with some balanced scoring, too. They have a couple players who are doing pretty well. Nick Bowman's got 6 goals on the season for 11 points. So they've got some guys who can score, and it's not going to be the easiest team to play against, especially on the power play. They're pretty good on the power play. They're 23% on the man advantage, Maine operating at 82% on the penalty kill. So Canisius can score on the power play, but the swing side of that is their penalty kill is under 70%, not a very good PK. And with the Black Bears still struggling on the power play, they were 0-for-19 when they got their first power play goal of the weekend on game number 2 last Saturday. They had an 0-for-19 stretch on the power play, and Ben Poisson was able to score Saturday night a real nice power play goal, 17 seconds into that power play. So that you could see just the lift that gave the Maine bench, because they've been really working hard to get the power play going. So I'll be interested to see how Maine's power play, which has been struggling, matches up with Canisius's penalty kill, which is not the best one in college hockey, but it should be a fun game.
How important is it, John, for Maine to get a win tomorrow heading into, almost a 3-week holiday break?
I think it's very important. You go into the holiday break 4 wins in a row. And then you can look forward to some time off. A lot of the players going back home to spend time with their families. So I think you'd be flying pretty high into the break with those four wins in a row before you come out against Colgate. But it is a non-conference game, so these games don't count against the Hockey East standings. And those Vermont wins obviously do, so that was nice to get those 6 points on the road. But I think from a momentum to keep the positive energy rolling, they definitely want to find a way to win tomorrow, and it'd be nice to have a four wins in a row. It would be a nice number going into Christmas.
Yeah, absolutely. And then after the game tomorrow, always a favorite event for everybody. I'm sure you'll be out there as well. It's Skate with the Bears.
Yeah, Skate with the Bears. I have to see. I'm not sure I'm going to be able to pull off the broadcasting from the ice this year. That might have to wait till next year. I'm an idea guy, but they don't always happen as quickly as I'd like. But yeah, it's a great event. If folks are going to the game, bring your skates. And even if the kids bring their skates, I've seen lots of moms and dads out there just walking around helping the kids out. So it's a fun time. The players go out there and they sign autographs and meet the players and take pictures with your favorite Black Bear players. So it's a lot of fun for the players and for fans to get an opportunity to see the Black Bears up close and personal.
And Jonna, the new year brings for you a new challenge and a new adventure as well, as you move into a new role. And we're so excited to find out what's going to happen as you step into a new position.
Yeah, thanks, Rich. You know, the Black Bear Sports Network is powered by Van Wagner, and you and I both work for Van Wagner as broadcasters for the University of Maine. So I'm going to be moving to a full-time position with Van Wagner. So very excited about that. I'll still be doing Maine hockey and all the stuff that comes with the Black Bear Sports Network broadcasting duties I have. But full-time I'll be helping out the Black Bear Sports Network, and I'm really looking forward to that change.
Now, technically, does this mean you'll be my supervisor?
I might be one of them. It takes a large room of people to supervise you.
I'm telling you what, yeah. You're not the guy who's going to have to approve expense reports, are you? Because we may have a problem.
No. No. I'll be one of the people watching, and then I can pass notes to that guy.
Okay. What could go wrong there? Well, we're excited for you. You're going to do a great
Thanks,
job
Chris.
At that. It's great for us, and I think it'll be fun for you. Always good to shake it up, do a little something new.
Yeah, it's time for something new, and you know, we all, you and I know, of course, and lots of folks that love the Black Bears, so I couldn't say no to an opportunity to work full-time trying to help out the UMaine Black Bears, so I very much looking forward to it, and going to get a couple weeks off here, which will be nice as well. So quit my old job here. Ready to start the new one.
Now, have you fired up the backyard rink yet?
Backyard rink is fully fired up. Actually, today was a good day.
Oh, yeah.
It was nice and cool. The other day was a swimming pool. So clean out some of the leaves with a pool, whatever they're called, a pool net. Get some of the leaves out of there. But when I was over there around lunchtime, the ice was looking pretty good.
Excellent, excellent. Well, we're glad to hear that. Game tomorrow, 2:05, pregame show at 1:30 on the Black Bear Sports Network. John, as always, we thank you, and enjoy your time off, and we'll catch up with you again in a few weeks as we head into the Colgate games.
Sounds great. You guys have a good holiday break if we don't talk before then, and we'll catch up soon.
You got it. Thank you, John.
Bye.
That's John Shields, voice of Black Bear Hockey on Downtown. Our Black Bear Reports brought to you by ClearPoint Capital. Give Mike Toole a call, 307-7718. And by Bennett Auto Center at 24 Thatcher Street, Bangor. Everything from oil changes to engine jobs from experienced local people you can trust. Find them online at BennettAutoCenter.com.